And let's go next to London, where former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is going through an ordeal that's unusual for an ex-leader. He is having to answer a formal inquiry about his actions while in office. Blair and other key players are being asked about the decision to join the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
Given Saddam's history, given his use of chemical weapons, given the over 1 million people whose deaths he caused, given 10 years of breaking UN resolutions, could we take the risk of this man reconstituting his weapons programs?
That's Tony Blair testifying today in London. NPR's Rob Gifford has been listening in, and he joins us now. And Rob, it sounds like Blair is still not apologetic for his decision.
He's not at all, Steve. He's given a very robust defense of the decision nearly 7 years on. He sat there. He's going to be in for 6 hours of questioning in total today. The morning session was very much focusing on the chronology. And he talked very much about that risk. That was the word that came up all the time. He mentioned 9/11 a lot. And he said 9/11 changed everything. When 9/11 happened, he said, we looked at Saddam and we saw the risk that he could redevelop weapons of mass destruction, and that those two groups could get together, some kind of al-Qaeda grouping. He said the risk was too great. That's why he made the decision, and that is, and he stood by that decision.
Now, we should mention this is not a war crimes trial. No one's going to be punished here. So what is the purpose of this British investigation?
Well, good question. A lot of people have asked that because, as you say, it's not a trial. Nothing will happen as a result of it. But I think there was a certain amount of pressure to have a final reckoning, if you like, a final where you get all the big players out to be questioned by an independent inquiry. Although it was commissioned by the government, it's independent people on the panel asking questions and just to learn the lessons, really, going forward. I think that's very much what people want to do, to lay it all out on the table so that the country and the general public can move on.
Rob, in just a few seconds, is this still a big issue for the British public?
I think less and less. I think there were a lot of protesters there today. Actually, there are many people who opposed the war, as you know. But I think British troops are now out of Iraq. And I think a lot of people are saying, you know what, it's over. Afghanistan is still an issue, but Iraq is over. Let's move on.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Rob Gifford in London today, where former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has been answering questions about Iraq.